Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you once again from beautiful Visalia, California, here in my kitchen at Quail Park, and we are cooking up a storm. I have an amazing recipe for you today that I think you're going to love. This is my apricot triple cream tart. Now, what's the difference between a pie and a tart? It's just a little bit smaller. That's really it. And a tart, most of the time, likes to use more fresh fruit instead of cooked fruit. So we're going to definitely be using our apricot to the best of our ability to showcase how wonderful we can make this tart. Let's get started. What we're going to need first are 4 apricots. It's very, very important that we make sure the apricots are sliced nice and thin because we are going to serve these in a raw state. We're not going to cook these at all. Next, we're going to use 1/4 cup of condensed milk. This is going to go into a separate bowl. 1 cup of cream, 1/4 cup of milk, 1 cup of sugar. We're going to mix that all together. We're going to make a beautiful, nice, very thick whipped cream. And next, we're going to do put that in the fridge, let that sit for about an hour. We're going to make our pie crust. We're going to use 1 cup of flour. We're going to use 2 teaspoons of salt, 2.5 tablespoons of shortening. Now, the trick to doing this is very simple. You put the flour and the salt, the 2 dry ingredients, you mix them together, put them in the bowl, and we're going to slowly but surely, we're going to toss in the shortening. And what we're going to do is we're going to really just like almost fold it in or cream it in. And we just use our hands to do that. And once our flour mixture starts to look almost like beach sand, we know it's ready to rock and roll. Then what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to knead that very well together, let that sit in the refrigerator for 15 to 25 minutes after it's nice and kneaded up. And you'll know it's nice and kneaded when you can put your finger in it and it doesn't have any moisture. It's nice and dry. It almost looked like a bagel, if you wanted to say that. And it's dry. The finger comes out very easy because what it's indicating is that the mixture of the flour has fully worked in there. And you can use a little bit more flour if you need to, but we don't want to overdo it. Very carefully, we're going to use a nice cold wooden rolling pin. We're going to go ahead and roll the pie crust very small, and we're going to go ahead and make these nice little tarts. If you have a tart shell, that's great. If not, you could just cut a nice little round, and you can just add a little bit of decoration to it by just lifting it up a little bit and having fun with this thing. We're going to go ahead and we're going to cook that off for 10 minutes, and then we're going to go ahead and take it out, put our apricots in there, cook it for another 15 minutes on 325 degrees, and then we'll put in our cream, dust with some powdered sugar, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.